This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel suffered the highest daily death toll of its Gaza offensive with 24 fatalities, including 21 in the rocket-propelled grenade attack in central Gaza and three elsewhere on Monday. Rocket fire by Palestinian militants likely caused a blast that collapsed two buildings and killed a group of Israeli soldiers in the Gaza Strip, a military spokesperson said on Tuesday. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari told reporters in Tel Aviv, quote, a militant squad surprised the force with RPG fire. The first rocket hit one of the buildings in which explosives had been laid. The hit apparently led to the explosion that caused the collapse of the building and the building next to it. Russian missiles on Tuesday struck three Ukrainian cities, including its two biggest, damaging apartment buildings and killing at least seven people. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Russian barrage included more than 40 ballistic cruise anti-aircraft and guided missiles. At a scene of destruction in Kharkiv, rescue workers cleared debris. Kharkiv Mayor Ihor Terekhov says an entire section of a multi-story residential building has been destroyed, trapping an unknown number of people. Ukraine's national police have shared video showing the aftermath of the strike, with injured people being given medical assistance. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Dutch authorities say they've arrested three people as part of an investigation into an international network that allegedly worked to circumvent European Union sanctions put on Russia because of its invasion of Ukraine. This is VOA News. Until the U.S. Congress passes a budget including new money for Ukraine and new money for Ukraine aid, the United States is out of funds to provide ammunition and missiles Ukraine says it needs to fend off Russia's invasion. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
The U.S. went to a meeting Tuesday of a group of allies that coordinate funds to help Ukraine fend off Russia's invasion without any more money to contribute. In a teleconference from his home, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says support from Ukraine's allies makes all the defense group members more secure.
If we lose our nerve, if we flinch, if we fail to deter other would-be aggressors, we will only invite even more bloodshed and more chaos. So a sovereign and secure Ukraine is critical to global security, and we must not waver in our support for Ukraine.
The U.S. has not been able to provide additional money to help replenish stockpiles of munitions, and Congress has yet to approve more funds. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Turkish legislators have endorsed Sweden's membership in NATO, lifting a major hurdle on the previously non-aligned country's entry into the military alliance. The legislators ratified Sweden's accession protocol by 287 votes to 55 with four abstentions. It will come into effect after its publication in the Official Gazette, which is expected to be swift. Hungary then becomes the only NATO ally not to have ratified Sweden's accession. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Ivory Coast on Tuesday, the second stop of a four-country West African tour during which security has been in focus. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday promised $45 million in additional financing to help tackle security challenges in coastal West Africa. Ivory Coast is one of several West African countries affected by insurgencies that took root in Mali in 2012. They've spread across the Sahel despite costly, internationally backed efforts at containment. Tuesday's funding announcement supplements $300 million the U.S. has already invested in coastal West Africa over the past 2 years.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Voters in the small U.S. state of New Hampshire are choosing on Tuesday whether to give Donald Trump a smooth glide toward the Republican presidential nomination or bolster rival Nikki Haley's long-shot bid to topple him in a pivotal primary election. The former U.S. President Trump and the former state of South Carolina Governor Haley made their final pitches to voters in what became a two-person race after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis dropped out. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.